Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. To the reality, I said at the beginning of this year, and watch what I tell you for the year, that this year will be a great awakening. Amen. For the world and for the church. And many are going to be rudely awakened. Because they lost their moral compass. They're going with what looks like the winner. Amen. And I have to say this, but those that are following like that, even though you're saved, God going to deal with you. There's going to be stuff that happens, and God's not going to honor you. Amen. Because you didn't follow him. You were following your flesh. Now, the battle for the kingdom. And you know, I get this from time to time, but I don't listen to it. People say, you get too political. Well, we got to deal with stuff on a governmental level. Apostles are governmental. Amen. We're not just pastoral, just trying to keep the sheep together. Now, there's things that have to be said that have to be said. Amen. Legislated. Because when legislation starts coming down the pike, And it's aimed at your children, then folk gonna be in an uproar. All they're gonna want to do is march, and we've been marching for years. And what's happening? Nothing. And people are just cowering down and just accepting anything that comes down the pipe. And it's time to wake up to see that there is an enemy out there, amen, that's been warring against us for decades and decades, and now we're seeing his ugly face rear. And folk don't know what to do, and they just jump in ship, going with the flow. No, we don't go with the flow. We go upstream. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know why people don't tell the truth? Why the word is so scarce is because people are scared of people. Scared of losing their support. Financial support, scared of losing their influence. So they're scared of people's faces. But ain't no time for you to be scared. Ain't no time for you to be backing down, cowering down. God needs some voices in the land. Amen. If you ain't got nothing else, you got a voice. And you need to tell the truth. Because it's the truth that will set people free. Trying to just build something. Except God built the house. And what God builds, he builds to last. All this seeker-friendly, you know, do-it-your-way kind of thing. Everybody's opinionated about it. No, let's go to the truth. Let's go to the Word of God. What does the Word say? That's the final authority. I said the Word of God is the final authority. Bump your opinion when it's not lining up with the Word of God. Bump what you think when it's not lining up with the Word of God. Bump how you act when you know it ain't lining up with the Word. Forget it. It ain't gonna hold no water. And God gonna eventually deal with you. You gotta be a Christian more than just in word. Amen. Let's go to the book of 1 Kings. Because there's a battle for the kingdom. And in the end, I'll say it this way. God's going to have the last laugh. He watches all this foolishness. And he laughs. He ain't worried. He's in control. Complete control. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. Let me start there. Somebody say, the battle is for the kingdom. Now, King David was old and stricken in years. And they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Wherefore his servant said unto him, let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get heat. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Okay, Abishag. David, you know, what's happening here is the changing of the guard. David was 70 years old. And now David suffered a lot due to his ordeal with Uriah and Bathsheba and the sword not leaving his house. So David suffered a lot, though he was a great king, beloved of God. And so he only lived 70 years. And here he's, I won't say an invalid, but he's kind of on his last leg. He's about to leave. And so his servants, I like to say it this way, and this is what we see a lot of time with church. His servants sought a fair damsel. Now, he's married to Bathsheba. But they seek a damsel, a young virgin, to keep him warm. I like to say it this way. They were trying to keep an old move alive with flesh. Okay? Trying to keep an old move. God was ushering David into his presence. But the servants that were there, whatever plans and plots they had, they wanted to keep David alive. But they sought to do it by the flesh. If we've begun something in the spirit, it will never be perfected by the flesh. See, there are many that started out in the spirit, but when COVID hit, they jumped into the flesh. They used to listen to the prophets, now they listen to the doctors. Now doctors have their place now. But you understand what I'm saying? They used to listen to the word, now they listen to science. Science ain't never been God. Amen. They used to listen to kingdom, now they're caught up in culture. How are you going to perfect something in the spirit through the flesh? You can't do it. That means you have backslidden. Now the name Abishag, I think, is very interesting. It's not a very pretty name. Abishag. But she was a fair damsel. She was very beautiful. This is what her name means. You can look it up yourself. Father of error. It means blundering. To stray. To mistake. To transgress. To reel. To go astray. Err. Deceive, be ravished, sin through ignorance, and make to wonder. You can look it up in the Strong's. That's what Abishag means. So just the name itself tells me they had messed up. They had messed up. They were trying to keep the old move alive in a time of transition. See, right now we are transitioning. Tell somebody right now, don't allow the devil to abort your prophetic journey. See, we are moving prophetically into times and seasons set by God. Here's an example. When Abraham was called out of Chaldee, the land of the Chaldee, his father was called first. Terah was his name. He was called first. He said, go into a land that I will show you. Now, what happened to Terah early, he had a son named Nahor, and he died at a young age. And he had Abraham. And so when they left, Abram and Nahor, when they left with their father Terah, Terah went to where the tribe of Nahor was. It's his town, his place, named after him, Nahor. And he abode there. The Bible says he tarried there. See, Terah's name means tarry. To Terah. Terah means to tarry. You know what tarry means? Just to remain there. What you doing? Just tarry. He tarried there. But the Bible says he died there. Why did he die there? He could not get past a hurt. That had hurt him early, as it would hurt anyone. But it aborted his prophetic journey. He died in the place of his hurt. See, right now we are in transition. And all that 2020 threw at us, we got to forget that. Come on, we got to let that, you know, I know it may not be easy to forget, but you got to lay some things aside, lay that weight aside, lay all that stuff aside, lay all that happened aside so it doesn't abort your journey. He died there. He could go no further than hurt. How many people today are locked down in hurt? Offense, resentment. I don't like what the preacher said. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that about him. And they're on lockdown. And you're aborting your journey. You're dying right there. I'm here to tell you, don't abort your prophetic journey. God has greatness written all over you. I said, God has greatness written all over you. He's leading you to a land that flows with milk and honey. A land you can call your own. Something you didn't even think you could handle or that was for you. God has it for you. But the devil wants to abort. See, some of y'all don't know what it's like to have trouble on every side. Let me take these shoes off, let you walk in them for a minute. But see, God got to make you and mold you and shape you. Amen. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. And hope doesn't make you ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. God will take resentment and turn it around. God will take offense and turn it around. God will take every hurt and turn it around. Joseph got hurt when he was thrown into the pit. But when he stood before his brothers, he had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Manasseh means he maketh me to forget. But God will give you selective memory. You can look your enemy in the eye and don't remember what? You stole what from me? When you steal that? God will give you so much you won't even remember what they stole from you. And then Ephraim, God said, I'm going to give you double for your trouble. Ephraim means doubly fruitful. That's what he did for Joseph. Testify, that's what he'll do for you. But don't you allow anything to abort your journey. It ain't a time to give up on God. It's not a time to give up on what you value. It's not a time to give up on what you believe. It's a time to fight for this kingdom. Amen. And we don't fight in the flesh. We don't try to preserve it in the flesh. We fight with spiritual weaponry.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Let's face it, If you live with someone day in